Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, man, welcome. It's Monday, the 25th day of August, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Y'all know what time it is, right?
Woo!
You know what time it is, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is,
right?
I don't think Michaela knows what time it is. The look on Michaela's face tells me she knows it's something exciting.
Hello.
She's fired up. Yeah,
yes.
We hear you. But the look on your face tells me that... No, we hear you just fine. But the look on your face tells me that... you didn't hear me saying you know what time it is.
No.
Do you know what time it is? Know what time it is.
Hello, baby.
I knew you knew.
You knew I was excited. I've been waiting all weekend for this.
You knew you just couldn't hear.
Yes, exactly.
That's great. Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. It's back. First of all, let's throw love where there needs to be love. Summerlin South Little League U.S. champions.
Woo!
I don't care about what happened yesterday. I don't. Nobody. In fact, I got to be honest. Nobody knew that game yesterday was after the Chinese Taipei kids beat our kids for the World Series championship. They played a doubleheader. They played the Mets in the second game and beat them 5-3. So I'm just telling you, those Chinese Taipei kids were good. I'm not even worried about that.
Yeah.
I'm also not going to say that the absolute best part of my weekend wasn't me walking through Costco Saturday afternoon, following along, living and dying with every pitch because ESPN's new app sucks and I couldn't watch the game on my phone, which was my evil plan. Sure, honey, I'll go to Costco with you. My evil plan was to watch, and ESPN's new app sucks. So I'm having to watch pitch by pitch.
That's hysterical.
With the little 2D figures, the little strike zone.
I don't even think it, no. In fact, it didn't have that. All I was just getting updates. You know what I mean? Because you had the choice. It was either, it wouldn't give you the full, you know, like game cast.
So you could
either try to watch it or you just got updates. And so anyway, when it finally went, they went up like 8-2. And I started to get emotional, and it was weird. But and
I was kind of looking at the idea of thinking of you, Chet, with your like app, so excited walking through Costco, crying a little bit, but then getting pissed because it's not working very well, and Amy's just trying to get the creamer. Like, I love this whole visual.
Yeah, and I'm looking around, just trying to see if there's anybody else who's feeling the same thing I'm feeling.
Something to cry with.
And I was gonna yell it out. I was gonna yell it out and go, Summerlin South, U.S. champions. Then I realized my wife would murder me in the middle of Costco.
I feel like they would have gotten into it though. They would have followed your lead.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Or call the police.
Both for the win. Yeah. What'd you say?
Or call the police. Either or.
Both.
Yeah.
Because then A, they're excited about the win. B, they're like, hey, look, a murder. And so, and not for nothing. Look, Vegas Nighthawks play indoor football. They won the IFL championship, which bothers me that they call them the IFL national champions. They should just call them the IFL champions and leave it at that. But whatever. That's not for me. They don't pay me to make those decisions.
Yeah. No.
You heard the music. And by the way, Summerlin South Little League parade downtown Summerlin Wednesday at 6. Again, everybody should be there. And I think that'll be fun. I think that's going to look really cool. And it's going to be really loud because it's echoey in there.
Yeah.
And that'll be really cool.
The acoustics are good.
Uh-huh. And it'll look like there's a million people there.
Mm-hmm.
This should be really, really fun. All right. You heard the music. Let's go. Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland is back. Let's go ahead and make this official. The high number, Michaela, what is that?
100. 50.
050 is the high number.
Yeah.
100. She just blurts it out. 100. 60. You don't get to choose. We actually have. I'm not.
Look, it's structure. Been a year and I've only done this one time. 0500 is the obvious answer.
That's a fair assessment of this. It's you. She's only done it once. It's been quite a while.
The way you closed your eyes, you were like, I can't stand you already.
We can't expect Michaela to look at an email chat, so you should know better. So this
Listen,
is on you.
I did.
So, you
I
know.
Proofread
Sorry,
it.
I'm making
you
got to
know your
I'm
teammates,
not...
brother.
Yeah, babe. I was walking in a runway, okay? I'm still thinking about that high.
God. Oh, boy. So,
050.
Yeah, in the low number?
001.
There you go.
Thank
good.
You.
No, good. What's the number they have to guess?
The right one?
I wonder if I can get you to blurt it out right out of the chute. First thing.
What if she did
I used to do that to Kayla.
I made enough mistakes this morning.
Your predecessor, it was my favorite thing to do because she would be so locked in. She'd be just focused, ready to go. And she would go, and I would go, what's the high number? And she'd say it. What's the low number? She'd say it. And then every once in a while, I could get her. I'd go, and what's the number they should get? What's the number to win? And she would blurt and she would say it.
That's fair, though. It was the greatest.
So let's play the game. 702-364-9898. Your very first shot at 4 2-day, 1 park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort. If I could spit it out. It's been a while for me, too.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's see if I remember how to do this. Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland.
98.5
KLUC.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
That'll be Sandra Goins.
What part of town? Do we know?
Sky Canyon.
Okay. Sky Canyon jumps. So you do Disney, Sky Canyon jumps in. Do you remember how many friends we had in Sky Canyon last year?
Oh, yeah.
And then we haven't heard from Sky Canyon in 9 months. We could have had a baby from the last time we heard from Sky Canyon. And then, hey, Sandra, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Yeah, she's running.
Somebody's got a case of the Monday. Doing good? You're nervous, huh?
The focus is real.
Hey, I've been trying forever to get through.
No, you haven't. Don't lie like that. You haven't tried. You could have got through any time you wanted to. What do you mean forever? We just started playing the game.
Well, yeah.
I'm not helping right now, am I? I'm not. Because
no.
You're nervous.
No, you're not.
You're nervous. No, and I own that one. I'm sorry. Are you nervous? Scale of 1 to 10. How nervous are you? 14?
No, probably a 10.
Okay.
I'm still nervous. Okay. Nervous
well
with
then,
you, Sandra.
Okay, big deep breath, because really, there's no, you're not losing anything. It's not like we're going to come and,
okay.
You know, we're not going to show up at your door and say, hey, give us an item out of your house, because you didn't guess this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's fine, no matter what happens. The only thing that can happen is you win. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or we just all walk away. It'll be fine.
Or I have 4 kids looking at me disappointed.
Oh, my God.
See?
The pressure is
well,
real.
Yeah.
Oh, Mama.
Well, probably shouldn't have told them what you were doing.
I'm nervous.
Mommy, what are you doing? And then you blurted it out. I'm going to win us tickets to Disneyland. And they're like, yay. Hey. And then we're going to Disneyland. And then now you got to come through. Okay. I understand now.
Yes, exactly.
It makes a lot more sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the deal.
Okay.
The high number is 050 because you're the first one to play. The low number is 001. So you have all the numbers to choose from. What do you think the winning number is?
Wait, what's the high number again? One more time.
050.
Okay.
And the low number is, you know, the low number.
001. 036.
036. Final answer?
Yes.
Just say yes. You're not going to get union.
Yes.
But yeah, 036. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, you've already done the hard part. 036.
Nope. Too high.
It's just too high. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. That's too high. But here's what's awesome about this is we're going to try again at 7 and look at all the numbers that you knocked out.
Okay.
See, you did good. You did good. Nice job, Sandra. Nice job. Fantastic. We'll try again at 7, okay?
You guys
want
to talk to my kids now?
No, that's your job. Sorry, that's your job.
Sorry, Sandra.
All right, we'll see you soon. Bye. That's
awesome. That was awesome.
Okay, so now we reset the high number, right? Because it was too high.
Mm-hmm.
So we reset high number 036, low number 001.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, 702-364-9898. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Me welling up. Dude, I'm a grown man. What? Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Oh, we got Chrisia Augusto from North Las Vegas.
Chrisia, I'm a grown man welling up with tears of joy as the Summerlin South Little League. Actually, it started when they went up 8-2. When it went from like 4-2, 5-2, 8-2. And I'm like, and I'm telling my wife, and she's like, great, I need butter. And then, you know, and we're doing the thing. And then, yeah, and she looks at me and she's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, they did it. They're actually doing it. And me, grown man, in the middle of Costco on Saturday afternoon, and it's happening right now, with just tears welling up in my eyes for these kids that we're so proud of. So, yeah,
that was cool. It. You got what me a little choked up over here.
be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So out of 6 kids, I have one boy and he is my baby.
Oh my God.
So there is a bucket list that I want to do with him. And we took him to it was Mommy Sunday. And I took him to the Lego store in downtown Summerlin, and just, he was so overwhelmed, with excitement and so much to see. And it was, like I said, a bucket list that I created, something I wanted to do with my son. My girls are not into Legos. They're a little bit older. They were never into Legos.
Right.
It was pretty cool to just, you know, have him there with something he loves. And of course he got some things and,
What a great mama. Really,
what did he pick? Chrisia, what did he pick out?
He got some Jurassic World Legos and he got, what else did he get? I can't think of the other one. Potter's, the Dumbledore Phoenix.
Oh, that's fun. That's yeah. Interesting. How long did you have to save up before you could make this happen?
A little bit. Plus, yep. It was Jesse's birthday, so August 13th was his birthday.
Happy birthday, little man.
Yeah.
And then let him know on September 13th, you guys are going to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, Glow and Fire. You got 4 tickets to that at Orleans Arena. And you're the first one on the list for the upgrade. So we'll see what happens.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. He's going to be so ecstatic.
Yeah, yay! This is your Legos and Hot Wheels Live. Are you kidding me?
Let's go.
Beautiful.
Let's
go, little man.
Hot Wheels, Monster Trucks, Legos, Power Rangers, all that stuff.
Kind of feels like we all won in this one. Everybody wins. All right. Hang on 1 second. Let's get some info from you. Wow, that was good. I know, Michaela, you can top this, though. Is it your runway?
Yeah.
Your absolute best part of your weekend?
Yeah, it was. Listen, it was only because a girlfriend of mine put out this swimsuit line. So she put this big fashion show together. She asked me to walk. And listen, I'm 5'2". Like, that would never be my future ever in my life in any other normal circumstance. I'm also so clumsy. But I got the opportunity to open for her show yesterday. I felt like the coolest girl ever. The girls looked so beautiful. I can't say it enough. Girls supporting girls are just the cutest thing ever. Like, everyone was so excited. Everyone looked so fierce. It was so awesome. And my girlfriend was so proud of herself and so happy. And she looked so cute.
Amy, I believe, did she win Mrs. Nevada? I can't remember. She's in the sisterhood, though.
She's a little beauty queen.
Rolling thick. And those girls all stick together. I'm telling you what, you take on one of them, you're taking on 100 of them. You know what I mean?
And at first I thought it was confused because they had sashes on. And I was like, did I get this wrong again? Like, am I in a competition?
You're like, What's happening? Am I competing right now?
I didn't read an email, didn't ask enough questions. Am I in Miss Nevada right now? And then
What do you mean you didn't read an email? What? That's not the person I know. That's not who I know.
Neither.
Right. I know.
Adrian, if we had to narrow it down, be specific. Best part of your weekend?
Hit a landmark with the Facebook page with all the wrestling news that I do. We hit 250,000 people.
Come on,
that like
dude.
And follow the page.
Yes.
So that was a huge landmark. So that's super dope.
Kinda Adrian, crazy. That's amazing,
plus,
dude.
It's a quarter of
a million.
We got
to figure out a way to get you paid. We need to work on your monetization. There's got to be ways.
Using words from a meeting. I want to learn
so I can help. That's what it's all about. Monetization. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
That's really great. If you are just waking up and just joining us, yes, Hi-Lo, I Want to Go to Disneyland is back in play. 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. Now, here's the deal. We're doing this between now and September 12th, which seems like a long way off. That is two Fridays from this Friday. Take out Labor Day because we're not going to play. Between now and then, so it's roughly, I want to say it's roughly 14 shows. I could count this up, but I don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's 14 shows between now and then, and we're going to do 14 sets of 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, and then somebody's going to get the grand prize, and we'll swap you out for a two-night stay at one of the hotels at Disneyland Resort, and 4 3-day, one park per day tickets. Okay?
So fun.
So what I'm saying is, we got a lot to do. It seems like there's a long time to do it. We got a lot to give away. So your next chance is coming up in 30 minutes. The high number has been reset because we've already played once. The high number, Michaela, is
036.
And the low number is
001.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Outkast, did you see the contest that they're getting involved in? Sure, we'll give Whirlpool a free one. I'm not worried about it. Do you have the washer and dryer that makes the, I always think it sounds like Oompa Loompas. When the cycle is done. Our washer and dryer plays this lovely little, and it's like a Oompa Loompa playing one of the piccolo things, and it's do dee do 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 dee do 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 do, you know, and it does
that.
So,
mine just beeps. That's so nice.
Mine does a little.
Yeah,
song.
I know.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, it's fun.
To you?
And I do, and every once in a while I'll jump up and do a little Oompa Loompa dance for my wife, and she laughs, and it's yeah. So I always thought this is weird that they're doing this now. That I always thought it'd be cool if you could program that.
Oh yeah,
and do it like old school ringtones. And
yeah,
I thought
cell phone.
There'd be a way for people to make money off that if they wanted to. So, I'm not saying my idea got stolen or anything, but this just big boy from Outkast is teaming up with Whirlpool to do here. Listen to this. I got to be honest. I thought there were going to be more words there than that.
I've never been more motivated to do laundry, though. If that's what was playing, like, got to wash my clothes.
So, they've got a Whirlpool's got a new washer and dryer combo that plays so fresh and so clean during the wash cycle. They're only making one of these things, and you have to register to win it. They say with a washer this fresh, it warranted the freshest collab.
And then Big Boy says,
now your laundry looks fresh, smells fresh, and even sounds fresh.
Yes.
So
brilliant marketing.
So
not bad at all, is it? But I would even if I could just program the thing that sounds like Oompa Loompa music to where it sounds like Oompa Loompas are going, That would be way better.
Yes, please.
I think.
Yes,
that's
please.
Beautiful.
I'm just saying things I think about on the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Yes, welcome on Monday, the 25th day of August, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And yeah, it's true. The rumors that you heard over the weekend have come to fruition. High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland is back.
Woo!
4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. There's a grand prize at the end of where we're upgrading to a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, and 4 3-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort. First things first, you got to win High Low. Want to go to Disneyland. Actually, first things first, you got to be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898 right now. Call right now. And the high number is
036.
The low number is
001.
The winning number is,
don't do this.
The phone number is
Adrian.
Not know the phone number,
Chad. I don't know anyone's phone number.
I know. I understand.
Contact, if I can't text I understand. It, I don't know it.
702-36. Well, see, I knew you didn't listen to anything.
Is it
702-364-9898?
Yes.
Yes. You do pay attention. You do.
This is Kayla onboarding training day. This is how you look at your email.
Every day
this is the phone numbers that people
day.
Have to call into.
The 18-month anniversary of Michaela
being a WK show.
Yes. Yeah. Where we worked our way up to phone number.
How sad am I?
No, you know what? You handle the stuff you've got to handle, and I handle the stuff I got to handle. That's how it works.
Thanks, my guy.
You know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know what? You worry about what you got to worry about, and that ain't something you got to worry about.
That's it. Thank you for that.
Maybe now you do. I don't know.
I'm sweating. Overthinking.
702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Let's play High Low. I want to go to Disneyland right now.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Here we go. High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. By the way, did you get rain yesterday, Michaela?
No, nothing.
Adrian, who's on the phone right now?
We got Erica Vargas from the Northwest.
Erica, did you get rain yesterday?
No, not for us. I was in California,
actually. Oh, well, the way I hear it is that if you didn't get rain yesterday, you're probably going to get it today, maybe even into tomorrow. But not for nothing, I'm kind of over it already. Even though it was just like a little bit. I like monsoons and all, but it's just, I don't know, it's a little soupy today. It's just a little sticky.
Soupy's a good description. I like soupy.
It's soupy. Thank you. Yeah.
I like it, though.
Same.
I love
maybe
it.
One more day.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe one more day. Here, let me hit this button.
98.5.
KLQC.
Erica Vargas of the Northwest, please listen to Michaela Gordon as she tells you what the high number is.
036.
Listen to Michaela Gordon as she tells you what the low number is.
001.
Oh my God. Okay. So it's between 001 and 36?
Yeah.
All right. So let's go with, it was my birthday this weekend. Let's go with 21.
You trying to tell me you turned 21 this weekend?
My day.
Oh, lost her just a little bit. So 021, final answer?
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take that as an affirmative. Just one more time. We got to be able to hear her say it. Erica Vargas of the Northwest, is 021 your final answer? We can't hear
no
her.
No way.
I've never really. Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Yes, say yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
Okay, yes,
zero,
yes. Okay,
zero. 0-1. Final answer.
0-0-2-1-0-2-1-0-2-1-0-2-1.
Nope, too low.
Whoa. Now we've cut it off on both ends. High end remains 0-3-6. Low end becomes 0-2-1. And now we're getting down to it. Just like that on day number one of High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. Erica, great job. We'll play again coming up at 8 o'clock, okay?
Super. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Bye.
A grateful community thanks you for your service.
Oh, yeah.
Because seriously. All right. Now, good Lord, I told you it was a busy show today. Now, let us shift gears. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, former three-time champion Elsa Magana from Whitney Ranch, going for win number 5 today to become our 25th all-time 5-time champion and to move Whitney Ranch up the rankings. Did they break into the top 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, Whitney Ranch is in the top 10 now. Could end up in 9th place all by themselves if Elsa Magana wins today. You're like, well, what does that have to do with me? Well, let me tell you what that has to do with you. 2 tickets to New Kids on the Block, The Right Stuff, Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live, Park MGM, Wednesday, November 12th, courtesy of Live Nation. And at the end of this week, one of those winners is going to get upgraded to the Saturday night show. You're going to sit on stage on one of the bar stools if you've seen the videos.
So fun.
Wow.
On stage seating in the bar stools with a meet and greet at the Saturday show. We'll trade your tickets for ours.
Hell yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Again, first things first, 702-364-9898. Do that while I just sit here with my acoustic guitar and play you a little song. It's Michaela on the drums, by the way. She's been taking lessons. I don't know. And then here's Justin Bieber singing now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, look at that. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Elsa Magana from Whitney Ranch going for win number 5 to try and become our 25th all-time 5-time champion. Last time when Elsa played, she was a 3-time champion. Now going for the brass ring, for the big title. How you feeling, Elsa?
Hi.
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 You good?
Yeah, I'm excited.
We're excited too.
Yeah.
By the way, we chose the New Kids tickets because we figured that might be what you wanted. Is that what you want?
I don't know. What were the options?
New Kids tickets or New Kids tickets?
No, I'm happy to be able to be on stage. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cutie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first things first. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
That'll be Nadia Quiñones from The Chills.
Is that actually going to work? Is that going to catch? Chills, Centennial Hills,
well,
Chills.
If I don't,
I know
do
we
it,
started
then it won't
it.
Catch.
Understood. No, understood.
Yeah,
I'm just asking.
Behavior.
Like Nadia, does it feel like that's a thing? If somebody asks you, what part of town are you from? Would you say I'm from the Chills?
Honestly, I was a little confused where he was talking about, but I also just moved over there, so.
Fair.
Maybe.
Fair.
Yes.
So you start saying that, they'll know that you're a vet of the city. So
that's right.
Yes.
That's right, Adrian.
Pro tip.
Way to get pro tip.
That's Adrian Hernandez, ladies and gentlemen. Adrian Hernandez. Good. So here's the deal. Buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud and clearly so that we know that you're buzzing in. But don't answer until we call on you, because while you may think that you got in first, it's highly possible that you did not. First 1-3 wins the game. If I get 3, so if neither of you answer, I get a chance to steal. And if I get to 3, nobody wins nothing, and we just throw the tickets out there, you know, just caller number 25, whatever. People don't even have to work for them. Your quizmaster is the commissioner. And why do we call her the commissioner, Elsa?
Because her last name's Gordon.
That's right. Yeah. The one, the only Michaela Gordon.
This legendary singer will receive the Video Vanguard Award at this year's VMAs, even though she never won a Moon Man for hits like Heartbreaker or We Belong Together.
Elsa to take the early lead.
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar.
Shut up, dummy.
That's not the answer I have here.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
But that's a very interesting guess. Nadia, do you know who we're talking about?
Maybe Mariah Carey?
Or maybe Mariah Carey. Definitely Mariah Carey. Yeah, and the challenger goes up one zip.
This superstar continues his record-breaking residency with his 100th show thanks to hits like Uptown Funk. What's his name?
Elsa.
Elsa. To tie.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, is it Bruno Mars? Of course it's Bruno Mars.
I like the giggle that came with it, too.
You know, exactly. Interesting that it seems like a lot more than 100 shows.
I know. I felt the same way.
I am like, just 100. Have you seen this residency, Michaela?
I haven't, and I hear it's like insane.
Shame on us. Family night out. We're going to go see Bruno Mars.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, deal. Wait, why don't you call your best friend Anderson Paak and see if he can get us tickets?
Maybe I will.
Are you guys tight enough? You wouldn't call him for tickets.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I understand.
You gotta we'll ration out your favors.
No, we'll do it. Exactly. Save that one something good. Elsa's got one. Nadia's got one.
This pop star is making a major comeback and celebrated her B-Day last week at a karaoke spot, singing her songs like Heart Attack and Cruel for the Summer.
Elsa
to take the lead.
Demi Lovato.
Are we talking about Demi Lovato?
Oh, yeah. And she
absolutely
sounded unreal. She's back, baby. I love her.
I root for her.
Yeah.
You know, like I root for, I want her to do good. I know she is heavily conflicted. You know what I mean? And I want to see her do well.
Yeah, but this comeback is looking prosperous.
Maybe. We'll see. See what happens. Don't call it a comeback. Elsa has come from one down. Now she's up 2-1.
This pop star and her producer boyfriend, now fiance, celebrated their bachelor parties in both Cabo and Vegas, and they even blasted I Love You Like a Love Song.
Elsa
to become our 25th five-time champion. Say it again.
Selena Gomez.
Is it Selena Gomez for the win? Game over.
Let's go.
She did it. She did it.
Woo. Way to go, Elsa girl.
Nadia, thank you so much. Well, that's okay. You know what? I know you've been near perfect all the rest of the way through. It's not, and besides that, it's not a very good story unless there's a little bit of adversity in your championship run. Nadia, thank you so much. Enjoy living in the chills. We'll be up to visit you soon.
Thank you. I'm a two-time loser, so that's okay. But I am this time, so we're on the right track.
You're not a loser. You just didn't win today. That's all.
That's okay. Thank you.
Nadia, thank you so much. All right, we'll see you. Look at that. Elsa Magana of Whitney Ranch. She's the 25th all-time five-time champion. Joining Laura Murata of Sunrise, Kathleen Robinson of Henderson, Lauren Bailey of Centennial Hills, Rachel Bloom of Summerlin South, Jill Gilliland of Wagon Wheel, Sandy Bozek of Rhodes Ranch, Nicole Jones of Aliante, Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch, Amanda Urbanski of Colorado, Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, Miley Kellogg of Southern Highlands, Parisa Solomini of Southwest, Susanna Medellin of Inspirata, Andrea Cano of Best of the West was a five-time champion twice. Adrian has his hand over his heart as a show of respect, has his hat over his heart. Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge was a five-time champion, as was Charlene Casagna of Sunrise Manor, Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch, Corina Vasquez, Sunrise Manor, Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel, Jackie Orozco of Aliante, Shayna Davis of Rhodes Ranch, Jamela May, Centennial Hills, Ryan Kessler of Red Rock, Jason Schaefer of Red Rock, and now add Elsa Magana from Whitney Ranch to that list. Very nicely done. Anything you'd like to say to your fans, Elsa?
Thank you for believing me from the first day.
Congratulations. Am I sensing some emotion?
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. I play every day, and I get excited, and it's just fun. Just even if I didn't win anything, it's super fun, putting my brain to the test.
Yeah.
Well, let's add on some New Kids on the Block tickets for you. The Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM Wednesday, November 12th, courtesy of Live Nation. However, there's an upgrade in play, and you might get upgraded to barstool stage seating with a meet and greet. And we would switch you out to go on Saturday, November 8th. So yeah, fingers crossed.
So cool.
Our 25th all-time five-time champion, Elsa Magana of Whitney Ranch. Congratulations, and thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
I may get a little emotional right now, and I'm a little worked up about it. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the president of the U.S. champion, Summerlin South Little League, our buddy Chris Mallory.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, boss.
Man.
You saying that, just the hair on my arms stands up. It's,
me too.
It's
incredible,
right?
Listen, I didn't care what happened yesterday. I really didn't. I knew Chinese Taipei was going to be tough. It's wild that they're able to trot that 19-year-old kid out there and play against 12-year-olds. He was big. The kid who pitched, Michaela, the kid who pitched for Chinese Taipei is so good.
Yeah.
He had a perfect game in the biggest game of his 12-year-old life.
God.
But you know what I mean? On the biggest stage. And this kid's throwing a perfect game.
Insane.
Literally not allowing a base runner. And he's mowing kids down. And they're on TV. They're just talking about how hard he's throwing and all of this kind of stuff. But honestly, Chris, after Saturday, I didn't care. I was crying in Costco. I sent Chris a text. I go, not
you
me.
Did. You did.
Tearing up in Costco.
But what a place to do it, you know?
Amongst my people.
Yeah. They were crying too.
Can you put into words what this run has meant to you and the boys?
You know, I'm excited for the boys to get home, and I've said this a few times. I don't think they understand that they've brought a community together, and you know, we're here talking about, you know, Little League baseball, and there were, you know, restaurants and bars across our city packed, cheering these kids on. You know, the outpour that we're getting from businesses and different folks who want to have them out for dinner. And, you know, it's just that's what this city does, right? I don't think they have any clue. You know, they're going to get on a plane. I wish more than anything that there was a flight where everybody was on board. I got a text from the Clark County fire chief, who said that they wanted to do the welcome home with the hoses and everything. And
sure.
I want to go get a plane and go get it for them. You know, I said, unfortunately, everybody's coming in at different times, but you know, it's them wanting to do those things. Right. So I think that, you know, besides getting back into a little bit of a school routine, these kids are in for a rock star lifestyle for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think you're right. And Wednesday at 6 at downtown Summerlin, that parade's going to be nuts. What were you going to say, Michaela?
Speaking of rock stars, what's so funny to me is my band and I were literally in rehearsal last week. And like, we're musicians, whatever. We love sports. But they were also on their phones watching. They were so involved and interested in watching these guys play, these 12-year-olds play, and it brings all different types of people from Vegas together. It doesn't matter what you like, what you don't like. We're all rooting for these boys. And it is. It's incredible.
Well, thank you. And I got a ton of messages Saturday. You know, the Rebels didn't play as well as we had hoped, but I had multiple people tell me that the loudest eruption at Allegiant Stadium was when they flashed the final score up there.
And again, just
an awesome opportunity and experience. And, you know, I continue to send the videos. And, you know, we talked Friday, and I said that, you know, I was trying to get some videos. And, you know, there's an MLB player from Las Vegas named Bryce Harper who I had tried to get a couple of folks to get something in his hands and just say, hey, do you mind doing this? And 30 minutes before the game, he sent a video, and it was just awesome.
Oh, my God.
You know, just so cool for him and talking about, you know, representing Las Vegas and baseball and just go out and have fun. And so I sent that out to coaches, families, so the boys could see that before they went out and took the field Saturday. And again, we got messages from, you know, so many folks. I got hit up by every mayor in town, you know, wishing the boys well, whether it was North Las Vegas, Henderson, you know, Las Vegas. It just, again, I think it opens our eyes to see, you're on a national spotlight and a national stage, but everybody rallying around you who may not know who you are, may not have ever watched you, but you represent so much more than just you know, your community and yourself. You're representing now the United States, and United States champs is beyond our wildest dreams.
Yep, first time ever for Nevada to get it. And again, I really don't care what happened yesterday. U.S. champs, and to come back and beat that Connecticut team that put it to them pretty good just a couple of days earlier, really says a lot about the guys. And it was a lot of fun. It's been a hell of a ride, and can't wait to celebrate on Wednesday at downtown Summerlin at 6 o'clock, because the Summerlin South Little League are U.S. champions.
That's
awesome.
It's exciting. And, you know, for everyone who has supported us, the boys, thank you so much. It was so much fun to watch. You know, we've talked about him, but Garrett Gallegos, just, you know, he's kind of become the face of the franchise. I told his parents he may need to get some sort of representation now that he, you know, ESPN loved him, had him on all the time. You know, he's had a couple of huge games, and you know, it couldn't have happened to a better kid. And you know, love watching him pitch and to pitch in that game on Saturday. He was incredible. You know, went 2 for 3, pitched a gem. Luke D'Ambrosio coming in and closing it down. You know, this team, you know, felt a little bit of you know, ups and downs. Brooks Fexer gets sick after the first inning, so you know, you lose your starting center fielder, your two hole hitter, and to really rise up and still you know, do what they did, and you know, just stayed with it. Incredible job by everyone. I mean, you know, it's exciting. It's sad that it's over, but you know, the crazy thing is that we start fall ball practice tomorrow. So,
oh my God,
they're 12. Let them eat pizza.
Well, you know what? I'm glad some of those 12s have aged out, and we'll get a ref. You know, Lukey Betts is coming back to play in the fall, which is amazing. I hope he takes a couple weeks off, because, man, I mean, these kids have been going. Yeah. We've talked about it, but they got to San Bernardino the end of July. They played the San Bernardino tournament, you know, really August 2nd through the 7th, jumped on a flight on August 8th to Williamsport, and, you know, they haven't been home in the month of August. So, you know, maybe do a couple loads of wash, have a home-cooked meal, sleep in their own bed, and then, you know, off to school and back at it.
Sweet boys.
I don't think they'd have it any other way.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, I mean, you played ball. I played ball. I wouldn't have it any other way, man. I'm just saying.
You sleep in those dirty clothes half the time.
Yeah, happily. So, all right. Well, it's been a great ride. We'll see you at downtown Summerlin on Wednesday. Again, 6 o'clock. I wouldn't wait until 6 to show up. You know, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fun time. Slam. And I think this city's going to turn out. So Chris, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for taking us along on the ride.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, man, they're on the way. The monsoons are. Apparently, they're over by Lake Havasu at the moment.
Okay.
And headed this direction. It's always fun to watch the news on days like this.
Yeah.
Like, here's the satellite radar. Here it comes. Uh-huh. It's like, okay.
Let's go.
Is it raining yet? Is it going to rain yet?
I didn't get it yesterday, so low-key I'm into it. Just give me a little monsoon.
Oh, no. I, honest to God, I love monsoons. I know I said earlier, I'm kind of over it already. No, I'm not. I'm not.
No. Mm-mm.
But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and yesterday was enough. It frustrated me. We got rain for about 48 seconds in my house,
yeah,
and
then that was
it. And then it stopped. Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Either do it or don't. But yeah, supposedly today, and then maybe tomorrow, a little bit here and there. We'll see what happens. Dude, did you see up at Burning Man?
No.
Huge windstorms came through there, like microburst type stuff, and just destroyed the whole deal. Yeah, I saw a bunch of stuff online this weekend.
Oh my God, that sucks.
Yeah. But it feels like this happens about every other year.
You know, as you're saying this, a friend of mine is in production with Burning Man, and it did happen. It like flooded like 2 years ago. And they were like,
you might want to change your date. You might want to do this in the spring instead.
You guys, come on.
I'm just saying. This around this time doesn't seem to be working for you. But
it's true.
You know, I don't know. It's not like they're locked into it. You know, like,
Burning Man.
Yeah, right. You do Burning Man whenever the hell you want.
Yeah, you guys are free spirits. Just make it up.
Yeah, who are you guys following rules anyway?
It's kind of off
brand. You're out there dancing around naked in the desert. You know what? In fact, I'm shocked they even tell you what the date is.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they don't just go, "Hey, we'll send you a text. You show up when we tell you."
Exactly. That's how free spirited you are, babe.
Well, look for the smoke. We'll light the fire, and then you just show up.
Yeah, that feels right.
That'd actually be pretty cool. Then all of a sudden people are like, okay, it's time. We got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, it's time and we got to go. It's a 1 in 14 shot. High, low. I want to go to Disneyland. Presently, we're playing for 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort because they're firing up all the Halloween stuff.
Yeah,
so fun. Love.
And look, I don't know a single Disney kid that doesn't love Halloween at Disney. I don't know a single one. And it's one of the best times of the year. I mean, when, like, there's a bad time. You know what I mean? Like, please.
I know.
There's never a bad time.
I literally go anytime.
But if you love Halloween and you love Disney, come on. 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort. High, low. I want to go to Disneyland. Michaela, the high number is
036.
And the low number is
021.
A 1 in 14 shot right now for caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. Good luck.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Let's get right into it.
98.5.
KLQC.
Just straight in. Oof. No chaser.
I know, I got nervous.
No fluff. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Daisy Gonzalez Gomez from the West Side.
DGG, what's up?
Hi.
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 Hey, Daisy, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. I finally got better after a week of being sick with the flu.
Oh, yuck. Worst. Yuck. Sick in the summer. I don't know why. Sick in the summer is just awful.
Awful.
Because it's against nature. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to be sick.
Soupy.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be sick in the summer.
You get everything.
Bleh. Terrible. Okay, well, here's the deal, and I'm sure you already know. It's a 1 in 14 shot right now. Michaela, what's the high number?
036.
And then, Michaela, what's the low number?
021.
All right, Daisy Gonzalez Gomez from the West Side. Well, what's the number that's going to get you those 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort?
Hopefully 028.
028. Final answer?
Yes.
Nope. Too low.
So we shaved off a little more.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah. We'll play one more time at 9 o'clock. I'm telling you, Disney kids are losing their minds right now. Disney kids are losing. Disney kids, Disney adults, Diz nerds. What else did I find out that you like to be called? Diz kids, Diz moms, Diz dads, Diz. All the Dizzes are all, yeah, are screaming at their radio right now. But we'll readjust the low number to 028. The high number remains 036. And we'll play again at 9, okay, Daisy?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, and you're, by the way, you're more than eligible to call us back.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll keep trying.
Okay, good. We'll talk in a little bit. Okay.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd already hung up on her, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. No, that's my bad. I was looking at other stuff.
No worries.
My bad. Adrian made the hand signal, and then I looked down, I'm like, that light's not there anymore. She must be gone. That's on me. No, that's on me. I didn't see it. Relationship rehab. Can you still date them if you can't stand? And literally, it's cannot stand their kid. To me, this is cut and dried, but those are always the ones that seem to take off. BC and Mountain's Edge has questions. We will try to provide answers. Coming up right after Harry Styles, it's the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
I mean, we talked about it earlier, but how did you swimsuit fashion show thing, whatnot. Did you trip? That's my only thing I care about. Did you trip? I know you looked amazing.
You know what? I didn't trip, but can I tell you something very quick? Last night, when I was at the event, this girl came up to me and she said, "Hey, I don't know if you'll remember me, but I listen to you and Chet every morning from 8 to 9. I love relationship rehab. And I'm the one that DM'd you to tell you to get a silk pillowcase for your stepmom when her hair was matting." And yes. Chet, I don't know what happened. I burst into tears. And I was just so like excited and overwhelmed. And I said, "You're Brittany." And she was like, "Yes." And she saved so much time and hassle and but I got that pillowcase. And I said, "I can't thank you enough. You know, we did lose her 2 months ago, but that pillowcase was everything." And it was the sweetest moment, something I was not expecting to come out of like this fashion show. And I think she is probably listening right now, but she it was such a game changer in taking care of my stepmom, and she listens to us in the morning, and she's just wonderful, and it was such a pleasant surprise.
What up Brit? I don't know, there's something in the water right now. I was at the airport on Friday, and it was Terminal 3. It was nuts. We had people coming out from the back, you know, like somebody cooks in the kitchen coming out and saying hello and just talking about a bunch of different stuff. And yeah, it was crazy. I meant to write some stuff down. Of course I didn't. but it was weird. And then one would lead into the other. Cause then somebody else would come over and go, "I'm sorry, did they say you were Chet Buchanan?" "Yeah, I'm Chet Buchanan. You know my brother," and blah, 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 blah.
I love it.
It was wild. Let's get into, so thank you, everybody who said hi and who's reached out. Because honestly, it makes our world.
Yes.
It really does. So thank you. BC and Mountain's Edge relationship rehab. To me, this seems so cut and dried and easy, but usually those are the ones that seem to, end up taking us an hour.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I have a friend who's dating a great woman, capitalized great woman. There's just one little problem. Her kid is a total brat.
Oh.
He thought that maybe it was just a one-off bad day when they first met. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes kids, kids react funny. you know, but no. Now this guy knows that it's not just a one-off bad day. She wanted the three of them to go to Duck Creek for Labor Day weekend this weekend, and he can't even stand the idea of it. So he's apparently said no, from what I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
The question that BC is asking on behalf of his friend is, can the relationship last if you can't stand your significant other's kid? No matter how much you like them, no matter how great they are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, and to me, this is easy. I just, in fact, honestly, is there any other answer besides no? Is there an answer besides no? 702-364-9898. Relationship Rehab with Billie Eilish.
You know, I don't know how you'd word it. You'd have to word it very diplomatically, but something along the lines of, you know, you really have to get your child under control if we're going to go away for the weekend, because, you know, I'm not used to some, you know, a child that's out of control, or I'm not used to a child at all. I think if your kids are older, it's easier because you don't have to see them as much. And, you know, they have their own personalities. And, you know, even as they're older, sure, they can be brats. And, you know, you can just say, you know, I'm not going to be around them as much. When they're younger, it's a little tough. But I think he has to be honest with her. If he wants to keep dating with her, he has to be honest with her and say, listen, your kid is, like, out of control. And
the older, just got to talk to him.
I'm not all about the, you know, you just got to talk to them, because sometimes I'm just, like, you know, a little blunt. But I think he has to, if he wants to keep dating her, you got to do something about this, because the kid's going to be around.
This is why I say I don't think there's a future. Michaela, isn't it? But if you speak up in that fashion. Then I'll finish the thought and then you go. Because if you, man, I know a lot of people that if you attack my kid, you're attacking me, and we're a package deal, that kind of thing. So if the kid is being, it would appear to me the kid's lashing out at BC's friend. You know what I mean? Like, right. Kid, you don't want some other guy around. Okay. Michaela says, yeah, there's a future. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you. 80 pounds now.
Go, girl. Yes.
Just, and not, no injections, none of that. Just willpower and want to.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, buddy.
But I think I'm going to start doing the injections, because I've slowed down quite a bit. So I might try the Monjaro.
Don't do it. Mm-mm. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. We got to jump. Michaela, thoughts?
Listen, the irony of me taking care of my stepmom while she was passing was that we did not get along growing up at all. And my reason was, I wanted my parents to get back together. So I thought they were going to get back together. She's like looking to have a family. Like, we were not, we fought forever. My dad sort of just dealt with it, loved her, loved me. It was a lot, you know what I'm saying? But look, it worked itself out. In the end, I laid next to my stepmom as she passed, and we were great 22 years later. But you can make it work. It's annoying. It's uncomfortable. You also have to remember.
How old were you? How old were you?
10.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen, it was the way I met her, too. My dad and her came to pick me up at my grandma's house, which was my mom's mom. And I ran out to my dad's car from my grandma's house, and she was sitting in the passenger seat. I feel like you have to, like, have the meeting for the first time matters. I think both sides need to be understood. The kid's not a brat. The kid just probably wants his parents to get back together, which any kid does. It's not like an abnormal thought. And the stepmom or girlfriend or wife wants to be with her man and have a family. Like, no one's wrong. You just got to stay patient, you know?
You definitely have to go be all in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to be in for the ride.
You do. And it is a ride. True.
But at the end of the day, see, and were you living with your grandma, or were you living with your dad?
I was living with my mom, but I would go to my dad's on the weekends.
Sure. That helps.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Totally
that helps.
Helps. totally helps. Yeah. But even when my mom started dating, I didn't like them either. And
no, of course not. No.
But you just, it's just what you have to do. Your kids aren't going to like anybody. The new partners are going to feel uncomfortable, at least in my case. And it, you know, if the, as Chet would say, the juice is worth the squeeze.
If the juice is worth the squeeze, people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's it.
And we all know what juice we're squeezing.
And that's what you have to remind the kid, honestly. Like, hey, cool. You want to act up? Go to your room and proceed with this juice.
Yeah.
With the squeezing.
Squeezing the juice.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to leave that right there.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
You know what worked last time? Let's go.
98.5. KLQC.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
Desiree Bridge from Southwest.
Hey, Des.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Hello. Hi. I like her. She sounds calm. Yeah. She sounds locked in.
That's what we need.
I like this. Mm-hmm. I like this. Mmm.
Oh, what's going on today?
Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in your guess right now for high-low, I want to go to Disneyland?
I'll probably say I'm neutral. I'm probably at like a 5 or a 6.
Five or a six.
I'm a neutral person. Like, it can go or it can't go.
You sound very zen about it. So, but to me, that's like an 8 3/4. I get it. You're not, you know, your day's not going to be ruined if you don't get it. But I like where you're at. Michaela, what's the high number, please?
036.
And Michaela, what's the low number, please?
028.
Desiree Bridge of the Southwest. What number is going to get you 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort?
Out of those two options?
Boy, I'd go back down to I'd go down to like a 2 or a 3 now, because I thought you came in with a plan. No, it's between those two options. It's between there.
Oh.
So high low, man, for everybody who's new. Okay, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. For everybody who's new, so we give you the high number and we give you the low number. Somewhere between those is the number that you're trying to guess. So we start with 050 and 001. Can I tell you, we used to do 001 and 985. Strangely enough, it didn't affect it that much.
Wow.
Oh, cool. Really?
Okay. It didn't affect it that much because it gets chopped. But this sounds easier. So we started with 001 and 050. We've been guessing all morning. And now this is the fourth time, and it's down to a 1 in 7 shot. So your window, Desiree, is between 036 on the high end and 028 on the low end. So somewhere in there.
I'm going to go with 031.
031. Final answer?
Yes.
031.
Nope. Too low.
It's too low. But okay, now you've gotten eyes on it. Now you got to play. You got to play the game. You actually helped educate a lot of other people. So, you know, I think all in all, it's a win. And like you said earlier, it's not going to ruin your day. So you're good.
True.
Yeah. Good try, sis.
And then we'll play again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Simple. All right. Have a great day. You're the guy. I like her.
I like her.
Desiree Bridge at Southwest, everybody. I like her. Yeah. So, again, Disney kids losing your minds. Yes. Many of you have reached out. Yes, we know. You're right. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they don't understand right at this moment. But we'll play tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. You should be here then. and good luck. High low. I want to go to Disneyland only on the Chet Buchanan Show and nowhere else.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Hand Wedding Ring Store. I'm gonna break one of our rules, Michaela, soon.
Okay.
Here in a moment. Yeah. Just the we don't do the world's oldest person, you know, or the person who's turned a billion or you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break that rule here in a second. But it's worth it. It's worth it. Well, you decide whether it's worth it. I think it's worth it.
Okay.
We'll see. A group of 100 culinary students in Mexico broke a world record over the weekend, serving 13,000 tacos in a single hour.
Incredible.
Wow. How many is it? 13,000?
Anything with tacos is amazing, honestly.
Well, that's kind of how I felt about it.
Just the word itself.
I was like, do I care about this story? Yes, I do. You know why? Because it's tacos. Dude, that's 216 and two-thirds tacos every minute.
Dang.
Every minute.
That's
and
crazy.
Then you divide that by 60. That's 3.6 tacos every second.
Not
for an hour.
That's the way the world
Dang,
should
dude.
Be.
The 23-foot frying pan they used also broke a record. All the leftover tacos went to local food banks. I got to be honest, if we were there wouldn't be any leftovers.
Yeah, true.
they just wouldn't. They wouldn't have had to worry about it. But I'm glad they did. A 20-year-old man in Florida says his faith is now renewed. His buddy was screwing around, showing off his gun when he shot him in the chest from 10 feet away.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He had gotten a cross as a gift from his dad last Christmas. The necklace slowed the bullet just enough to not kill him.
Wow.
His name is Aiden Perry. Here is Aiden and his doctor talking about how the necklace saved his life.
I was going to my friend's house to watch a UFC fight, and then they have guns out. I'm feeling uncomfortable, and then I hadn't even been there for 5 minutes, and then the next thing you know, a gun's pointed at me and I'm shot in the chest. I wore it every single day from the day I got it last Christmas.
If he wasn't wearing that cross, the bullet would not have been deflected to the left and where it went through his arm. It would have went into his chest and probably caused devastating injury to his heart and probably great vessels, and definitely would have been a different outcome for Aiden.
Take that for what
Insane.
You will.
Insane. Insane.
For those who believe, yeah, those who believe, and then otherwise, but one way or another.
Whatever it is, he was protected for sure.
Whatever it is. Yep. And the world's oldest person just celebrated another birthday. Her name's Ethel. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in England in 1909. I know, what else is her name?
Yeah, it all tracks.
She turned 116 on Thursday. Her advice, this is my favorite part of this, her advice to people younger than her, so literally everyone. Smart ass. Whoever wrote this, smart ass. Her advice to literally everybody on earth is say yes to every opportunity because you never know where it will lead.
Love that. Aww.
I don't hate that one bit. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
This is serious, but it's not so serious. It's kind of funny. A 27-year-old man from India in Mumbai. He's a businessman, mm-hmm. very successful. 27 years old.
Love that.
His name's Raphael. He's suing his parents.
No.
For bringing him into the world without his consent.
Raphael. That's insane.
He is serious about this. He believes that life, and this is a very Indian belief, but he believes that life, and not all Indians, don't at me, my wife's best friend, I've learned things, okay, Jatu, now stop it. Yeah.
We love you.
Yes. So he believes that life entails suffering, and he argues that people should be compensated for being born. Now, which I would ask the question, by who? Your parents already do feed you and give you a place to live and
bro,
all of it.
What?
So now here's what's great. His parents, who are both lawyers, appear to be handling the situation with humor. Raphael's mother acknowledged her son's boldness, and she said she would be more than willing to accept fault if he could find a rational explanation for how you would actually go about getting consent before you were born.
I love that she's acting like
and,
this.
Yeah. And so, but good for him, you know, and all of that. So I think in a way they're kind of proud.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are a number of people who are like, bringing a child into this world is a beautiful thing.
Sure.
You know, if you don't like it,
too bad.
Just take yourself out, you know, or whatever. But he's sticking to it, and he believes that a world without human beings would be a better place.
Oh my God!
He plans to file the lawsuit, even though he knows it's probably going to get dismissed. But it's one of those things of like, all right, they heard me, and here we are talking about it. So
yeah, he did honestly, what he said to do.
Your boy Raphael kind of wins this one.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go for Monday. Cows used to be wild. Sorry, I had not read this before. I'd read the rest of it. I didn't see that. And the idea that cows used to, I guess it makes sense. They used to just roam the earth, you know.
Just wild cows?
Wild cows.
Cows gone wild.
Apparently the last wild cow died in Poland in 1627, and they have been farmed ever since.
Okay.
Semi-domesticated, if you will.
Okay.
Don't know.
You can't make a cow into a housewife. Stop.
Do you know the story of Blink 182?
No.
Blink 182 was originally just called Blink. There was an Irish band named Blink that, you know, okay, whatever. They said, we're going to sue. Because, you know, Irish Blink was going to sue American Blink because they said we were here first.
Yeah.
Oh, so Blink, the American Blink, just picked random numbers and it just became Blink 182.
No way.
And it was kind of a middle finger, like, fine, we'll just make this a little different.
Sure.
The Irish Blink wound up opening a show for Blink 182 about 4 years later because everybody thought they were so hilarious.
Oh my God.
And they were.
That's awesome.
You should also know. Don't do this. You know what? I apologize. Some people are going to be upset by this. And I apologize. It takes about 872 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of wine.
Oh, God.
Just gonna leave that there. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you.
Way to bring that news.
Kind of wish I hadn't.
Yeah. All right. We should.
All right. Great.
Go.
Have a great Monday. That's all I have to say about it. I just realized I'm really regretting the water and the wine.
It's okay. It's all right. It's Monday.
Because now there's going to be people going, no more wine. Well, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's not an option.
That's not an option at all.
Don't bring that negativity over here.
Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. More high, low. I want to go to Disneyland. 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. tomorrow. Adrian, what's going on?
This weekend, we dropped a lot of heat on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Go check it out if you have time, man. Facebook, YouTube, specifically Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Please go subscribe. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH, vibing, doing some things.
Yeah, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Just ease into it a little bit here.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend on the horizon.
An odd way.
Again, more high-low tomorrow, make sure you call somebody that you haven't talked to in a while and make sure you tell them you love them, because you never know when you may not get that chance again. Also, be a friend to somebody who could use a friend, because you never know whose life you're going to change, right? Believe this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.